RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to the second hour of the show. It is Tobin and Leroy. Vlad coming in there with Rock You Like a Hurricane, because of course we are on the cusp of revenge. Tomorrow, coverage begins.
Man, like, see, this is why, Vlad.
3 p.m.
No matter how positive, no matter how much I speak highly of the Canes and what they've done, somebody bring up some dumb stuff.
Revenge.
You bringing up stuff where most of the guys on the team weren't even alive.
That's it's not about
my business, right?
Leroy.
It's not my business.
See, this is where I got a side on the other side sometimes, Leroy. I am all with you about being right, giving an objective, fair, and balanced side of the argument. But you weren't there.
Yes, I was.
You were in Fiesta Bowl? You were in Arizona that day?
No, I wasn't in Arizona.
Oh, I was there.
I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
I saw it play out. And
if
out.
And
not even a Canes fan, I was like, what the hell is going on?
So, therefore, that hurts. It's going to hurt. I don't care. I'll be 73.
Yep.
I'm still going to be thinking about that.
I got you.
So, that's why Canes fans.
What I'm saying is.
Let me ask you this. You think.
To the current day players.
Like, you think Brown fans were alive when you left? Right when Cleveland left. No. I'm talking about when Cleveland left the first time. Right.
Yeah. I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
You were there. Right. You understood how it meant for fans, and then when they came back, you saw how it meant. There were fans that weren't born when they left, so they don't know. They didn't know the feeling about getting their franchise back.
They hate Baltimore.
Right.
It's kind of a different situation, though. But it's not a football game.
But it's the feeling. You can't take the feeling. The moment of what a game or a play can do to the fan. So the mention of Terry Porter, it could be Terry Porter, the former great Portland Trailblazer. To Canes fans, it's going to be Terry Porter, the official.
The official. Correct. I know that. Even I know everybody, Hall of Fame, Terry Porter.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Shame.
Yeah. He's an official Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they would. They would get this loser in the
they would say that. And you know where I got that from? That thinking?
What?
Bill Belichick.
Of course.
I remember they said, you haven't beaten the Steelers. He said, we haven't beaten the Steelers in X amount of times. Bill goes, I was the coach of the Giants.
See?
And that's probably the disconnect between player and fan, right? And so, like, I understand it, but my whole thing is when none of the parties that were involved in that or in the current game, how does it?
Leroy, Aaron Judge was probably like 3 years old when Jason Veritek and Alex Rodriguez got into it. It doesn't matter. The minute you put on the uniform, you are part of the rivalry. Okay?
The Canes, though? They only played like one time.
It was for a national championship. We don't like them. They don't like us. Rivalry.
Now, I have a whole different feeling about Miami Notre Dame.
Okay, so Miami Notre Dame, when they kept on showing the Catholics and the convicts, where the players born?
But they've played a bunch of times since then.
Right. Ohio State and Miami's played a couple more times after that.
No, they have.
Yes, they have. Yeah, I looked it up.
Miami played one time in Columbus, right?
Yeah, they beat.
I remember that one.
I think the last two times they split with each team has had a victory. But it still doesn't matter. When both teams now and the stakes are this high, you can
over under on the national broadcast.
Of what?
How many times they show back to that?
Are you talking about the game or are you talking about from pregame and
just
the game?
Just the game and where it all.
Oh, if you're talking about the game, they'll show it at least four times. If you're talking about pregame and the game, 10 times.
Okay. All right. Over under. I'll take the under.
Because every hour, they'll probably, like every hour when they, you know, reset, they'll just show
it. I will take the under. Because I look at it, I come from a different, you know, view. So I would say under. I would say if you got to go back to that, then this game is not that exciting.
No,
and I think this game offers a boatload of excitement.
But when you have a game, you know, it does. No, but listen, Leroy, you're always going to go back to the game.
Yeah.
You're always going to go back to game. Like, for example, if Alabama faces Georgia again in the national championship or in the semi, like whatever, guess what they're going to replay back? When Tua came in for Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Well, that's recent, though. But they're going to say, hey, these two teams face each other in the national title game.
That's not 25 years ago.
It don't matter. How many times they show Wide Right?
They didn't show
both teams are good. They showed
a couple.
Leroy, that's the way to get the fringe fans to understand why the rivalry is the way it is. How many times they're going to show Michigan versus Ohio State? How many times you going to hear about the 10-year when you guys didn't win?
10-year war.
Yeah. How many times you going to have to hear that? These guys weren't even a gleam in their daddy's eyes, but they got to hear that all the time.
I'm going to say this. I didn't care about Ohio State or Michigan when they were talking about that 10-year war. I was what, 2?
Exactly. But when they
broke, right. No, I got you. But like Vlad, I'm not even like, I get it. But the problem is that I'm like, I want to talk about what's going on now, and so. Somebody said, "Don't poo-poo it, Leroy." I'm really not. I'm trying
to
understand. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to wrap my head around it and understand where people are coming from, and it's just a hard thing for me to do. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm more interested in what happened the last 2 months than what happened 25 years ago.
That's not real pain for you then, Leroy. It's real pain for me. Robbed.
Right.
Absolutely robbed. But we have an opportunity to make good tomorrow. Coverage begins right here at 3 p.m. with Countdown to Kickoff. And this, for me, kind of works out perfectly. Could work out perfectly. But 7:30 p.m. Actually, I need advice, guys. Damn, I just realized this. 7:30 p.m., the game starts. And let's say it ends, what do we think, about 10:30?
No.
11?
11:30.
They're going to slow roll it. You know they're going to have probably a special guest at halftime.
Probably
the halftime's going to be extra long.
And it's on ABC, so they're probably going to want it to lead into Ryan Seacrest's rocking New Year's Eve party
true,
or whatever.
Man, that's true. That's a good point. Okay, so Leroy. We're going to make this quick because I know you have a Cleveland hit, but I have an opportunity to make it to the national championship game and have a potential, if the Miami Hurricanes successfully beat Ohio State and whoever may after, to watch them, you know, kind of host a national championship at home. Now, my problem is it happens to be on January 19th. A day that I had agreed to go to a wedding.
Who gets married on a Monday? People are trying to save some money. Who gets married on Martin Luther King's birthday?
Ooh.
It's messed up. It is messed up. A lot of things are thrown into question here, Leroy. This is first cousin, by the way. Hey, listen, I'm not in the wedding. I'm not one of the, you know, guys. But
how close is the person?
Man, so I wouldn't.
If you got to explain it, you had already made up your mind.
Love him to death. But it's not necessarily that I want to go because I love him so much. It's more like I know I'm going to hear it if I don't. That's really what it's come down to.
Hey, sometimes in life, Marcos, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You got to do things and deal with the consequences.
Nah, fam. Just say you got work.
Just live.
Just say you got work. Say that you can't get out of work. That's it. They got you. They need you to cover the case.
Now, how much does that cost me? Because I've already, listen, I understand how the game goes. I RSVP'd to that wedding. I know all these plates aren't free. So I got to pay for my plate at the very least, right?
You can pay for the plate.
But I got to pay for my plate, potentially my wife's plate.
Typo's plate's not, you don't have
no,
to pay.
No, he's no kids. No kids allowed. Yeah. No kids all allowed. Right. So yeah. They paid for the
plate. So why don't you call and cancel it and say I got to work and then you can get out of that?
And like I'm saying, it's going to cost me some money because I got to pay for two plates and a wedding gift. And I'm sorry, wedding gift. Not like I attended and here's a toaster. I last second backed out. Now
so you're putting that guilt on yourself, Ricky
Bobby. You're putting too much guilt on yourself.
You put way too much heat on yourself.
So this is good news. This is good news that I need to hear. You know, these are things I need to hear.
If the Canes win,
yeah,
how sad would you be missing out on a Canes celebration?
See, it's when we talk about
well,
once
and
in
this
lifetime,
is all because there's two more victories that have to happen for this to even come.
Well,
to
no,
play.
No, right. So yeah,
well, we're getting closer and closer because then now.
So
it's January
what I
would have
did was wait. What I would have did was.
Do I put them on notice?
No. What I would have did was I wouldn't have said nothing until the situation actually presents itself. You causing yourself a whole bunch of headaches. Yeah. And you don't even know what the outcome's going to be. You talking about two victories from now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to buy your plane ticket early, don't you? You know? Not,
oh,
not
it's not even here?
No. I'm saying in general. Like, I'm saying, like, let's say
you want to attend the Super Bowl. But it's here.
Yeah.
Why are you making up? It's here.
No, not. I'm saying you have to plan ahead. You know, essentially, if you know the championship's going to be there.
Is the wedding here?
The wedding's in Orlando. YouTuber.
So what?
Karen said, if he got married, he lost his freedom on MLK Day. Ironic.
Hey, listen, he got that nearly freedom from the discount he's getting by doing it on a Monday.
All right. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Like,
for sure.
On Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. And he's not a sports fan, too, so I can't even be like,
understand. So you can't even be like, yo, you getting married on the day the Canes?
Yeah, like,
you can't do that.
So, Marcos, yeah. let's break this down.
Yeah.
What is going to be served at this wedding? Because if he getting married on Monday, y'all might be having spaghetti.
Nah, Sunday leftovers.
That's fair. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look at the menu. I usually just look to see if there's an open bar. That is usually what I look at. But
is it open bar?
Yes, it is.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have open bar, and I was good to go there. As far as the menu options, I think we had to pick something, but it's probably like rice and chicken or something. But
chicken or steak?
Nah, it won't be steak. Remember, this is a Monday wedding we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. So if you giving up $100 a plate, that's too much.
That's too much, right? Too much? Okay.
Why don't you just get him a nice gift?
Just get him a gift.
Nice. How much is a nice gift?
I don't know. Get him what you're in a relationship. What do you think a wedding couple needs?
First of all, it goes like this.
What do you think a couple needs when they get married?
Is this a friend of your wife?
Candles.
Or is this a friend, your Candles? Friend?
No, this is my cousin. This is this person.
Oh, cousin.
Yeah, this is my first cousin. Yeah.
Oh, first cousin. Y'all were close?
No, that's what I mean.
Y'all didn't, like, they didn't give you baths together? Like, it wasn't like that? There's no pictures of you guys?
Nope. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not like that. It's more of like.
Smith said Monday wedding is catered by Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take a little Texas Roadhouse.
That would be good.
Point. for you, YouTuber.
I guess I just gotta sit and wait. First things first.
Yes, take first care things business. First.
I mean, yeah, but if they win, when they win tomorrow, you might want to start.
I gotta start planning.
You gotta start thinking about it.
Yeah, because they win tomorrow. Yeah. Now you got 18 more days.
There you go, silly sausage. Right, task at hand.
Task at hand.
Worried about stuff four steps out of the way.
Silly sauce,
and
right.
It wouldn't even been a discussion right now for me.
All right.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We ain't there yet.
That's the advice then. We will cross that bridge when
we get
there.
See, here's the thing, though, because it's his family. That's why he has to bear that, the burden.
And again,
if it was like his wife's cousin, and they're like,
he would have the wrath of his wife. That's
but he'd rather take the wrath of his wife for a King's championship.
No, he would.
I can't make it, bro. I can't make it. You know, baby.
Yeah,
I love your cousin. I really do love your cousin. It's great. God bless her. I'll send her a gift.
But wait, you probably be able to go. You might be able to go.
I don't like your attitude, Leroy.
I'm just saying you putting out a whole lot of unnecessary stress for something that haven't even worried about things that you need to worry about right now. That ain't an issue.
You sure they still getting married?
Hey, listen, and they better be married for life.
You sure they married? You know what? Ask them right now. Did they go to the court,
dude?
I'm gonna tell them. Hey, if y'all love each other,
no. Ask her if she went to the court to like officially get married. Like,
I'll ask them.
Because if they go to the court, they're not married.
You know
yet.
What? They might not know a Big Spoon.
That's true.
Or a Mima.
You know what I'll do? I'll tell them, hey, listen, y'all love each other, exchange phones right now. Maybe I can just go ahead and that'll solve my problem.
Yeah, man. Until it's official, you ain't got to give them or you don't have to RSVP yet. Or did you?
Yeah, it ain't $100. That's what I was just thinking. It ain't $100 a plate.
Yeah.
If it's on Monday.
For some arroz con pollo.
So if I send my check,
Don't send nothing yet.
They're going to ask for more money.
Don't send nothing yet.
What are they going to do with $47? All right. Task at hand. I will wait for the Miami Hurricanes to take care of business. And task at hand here, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with Day Today to find out what actual birthdays we're going to celebrate. And Leroy is going to take a quick second to discuss Cleveland football. We'll be all back together by noon. Much more coming up on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live right here on a beautiful, kind of chilly, getting a little colder, Tuesday, December 30th. Time now to look at Day Today, see what celebrity birthdays we're celebrating. As mentioned earlier, LeBron James turns 41 today. 41. Remember when that guy was an 18-year-old phenom?
Now he's a 41-year-old man.
41-year-old man. Tiger Woods turns a big 5-0.
Eldrick.
50.
He's 50.
Let's see.
You think he's going to Perkins
today?
Yeah.
Is it? No. He only goes on free pie Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, he might be getting some free pie today. It's his birthday.
It is his birthday. Ellie Goulding.
Who?
Yeah. Pop singer.
Okay.
Dominic Fike.
Who?
Yeah, pop singer.
Okay.
Booga.
Booga.
Turned 23 today. B-U-G-H-A. Twitch star. He plays Fortnite. Justin Combs.
Wait, Puff son?
I believe so.
How old is he now? 32?
32.
Okay.
32 on the dot.
All right.
Yep, son of Sean Combs. God bless him. Let's see. Tyrese Gibson.
Oh, what? Tyrese is born on December 30th?
Absolutely. Right. So, can you guess how old Tyrese is?
Tyrese is either the same age as me or he's a little bit younger. I think he might be 46.
47.
Yeah. He's younger than me.
Yeah. See any other notable names? Nardo Wick.
No.
No. Rapper.
No.
Well, we've tried. Tried that one. Do you watch, what's that show? Where Abbott Elementary.
I've seen a couple of episodes.
You won't recognize this person anyway, so I won't even waste my time.
Good job.
Layla Ali, though.
Oh, see?
That person.
Of course. I'm telling you, goats.
Goats.
Some may consider her the greatest woman boxer of all time.
Yeah, true.
Clarissa Shields wouldn't think that, but, you know. Nonetheless, happy birthday to Layla Ali.
48 years old.
Okay.
Let's see. Any other names that you may recognize? What about our boy 310 Baby? Nope. That's a California rapper. No, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's all the notable names.
Why are there sirens in the background?
I didn't.
Did hear that, right?
Yeah, I said rapper.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden. What about Meredith Vieira?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
She's a host, actress and TV host, right?
Yeah. 72.
Yeah.
I believe she did Millionaire for a little bit. Sandy Koufax.
Legend. I tell you, GOAT only born on this day, bro.
90 years old, Sandy Koufax.
Wow. There was a rumor back in the days after he retired. He was pitching to the Dodgers.
Ooh.
Like just, you know, warming up, and he was still, like, throwing strikes, and then messed up their minds and cost them a World Series.
Wow.
It was a rumor, though.
Sandy Koufax. Goated. Let's see what national day we're celebrating. We celebrated Festivus last time. National Whining Day. Remember that?
Yeah, that was last week.
That was good. What about this one? National Bacon Day.
Oh.
It's a good day.
Bacon.
That is a good day.
Love it.
This one is stupid. Falling Needles Family Fest Day. Let's see. Let's get more information on that. It probably has a deeper meaning, and I'm being jerk.
Falling Needles Family Day? Where's that at? Like Scotland?
Okay, you know what this is?
I don't.
This is, it seems like, the day that you're supposed to more or less recycle your Christmas tree. So all this,
so today's the day that you're supposed to put your Christmas tree up.
Put it down.
Put it down and put it back up in the storage room. That's
exactly,
what I meant.
Exactly. So, or throw them away because apparently these have the falling needles if it's a real tree, and you're supposed to recycle those for like a bird's nest or something stupid like that. Yeah, I don't understand why this gets its own day. I think we should dedicate this day to the lava. How about that? Depending on where you live, Christmas trees may be used as soil erosion barriers for lakes. So you're like really recycling your tree. Like anything you possibly do, it can offer shelter for fish. It says never burn your tree though. All you can use for outdoor fire pits. Outdoor fire pits.
Are we going to need some outdoor fire pits if you have them? Tomorrow and Thursday. It's going to be very cool.
Get down to the low 40s.
40s.
Yeah, that's good. That means, hey, bring out the Uggs. Am I right?
Oh, it's going to be it's gonna be an Uggs holiday these next 2 days.
Absolutely. You know what's crazy? I have decent clothes, and they're all winter clothes. And they're probably decent clothes because I only wear them once or twice a year. So they're in good condition. And, like, I don't know why. I have like a huge
Now, do you have winter clothes because you're a little portly?
No. Okay, let me tell you why. Because I, they're usually like sports jackets. And when I go to these places that are so cheap, like there's these vintage places that have, like, for example, I have a Dolphins, a 72 Dolphins bubble jacket that I was like, this is fire, but I'm never going to be able to wear it. Got like an old Canes Letterman jacket. I'm like, this is fire, but I'm never going to be able to wear it. Well, but the deals are good.
But now you have a time to wear it.
Got a time to wear it now. So once a year, I get to pull out the winter clothes. And, you know what they say, man, you got to be too something to do something. So I'm going to be looking good in my jacket.
What?
That's what they say.
I don't know if it goes like that.
I think so. I've heard it before. Maybe I made that up.
I think you changed the way the saying was supposed to be said.
Nope. When we come back, I'll give you guys a quick preview as to what we'll be discussing when Leroy returns, as we will take a account of the year 2025 and all things that happened. There's some things I'm sure you forgot about, Vlad. There's some things I'm sure you forgot about, but that's okay.
We'll see.
We're also going to put together a list of the top moments that we feel should be on the list as well. But not before. We got an interview with Marlon Wayans at noon. Got a lot of things happening here. So stick around for more Tobin and Leroy. We are live here on a Tuesday, December 30th, day before Canes take on Ohio State. Tonight we got Panthers. We got Canes hoops. Got a lot going on, baby.
Yep.
Final game of the season for the Miami Dolphins this upcoming weekend. Lot of action for sure. Miami Heat had a good game yesterday. We got an update on Nikola Jokic injury. If you guys weren't watching yesterday against Miami Heat, he hyperextended his knee after someone fell on him. His own player, of course, was able to limp off, but he will be out at least 4 weeks with a knee injury.
Yeesh.
Jokic?
Yes.
That means that he got some kind of sprain. Keep in mind, most sprains are levels of ligament tear or damage.
Yes, it says that his ligaments are intact.
That don't mean that he probably has some swelling. Usually you could tell by his limping. He probably had a lot of swelling.
Heard. Yeah, it definitely seemed like he couldn't put any pressure on it. So, yeah, you can expect.
That's a big boy to be limping, too.
For sure. For sure.
He was getting ready to. Man, I bet he was walking off going, I was getting ready to light your ass up. Because he was working on it.
He says time to turn it around for the MVP race. Yesterday, had a Monday night football game between the Rams and the Falcons.
Somebody asked, did
it was Trevor. Trevor. My boy Trevor asked if Matthew Stafford lost
the MVP. Did he blow it? I don't know because I can't think of who else to give it to.
Drake May.
Drake May. Ooh, that's
what about
right.
Caleb Williams?
No. It's Drake May. It's between – because you got to understand, the New England – They're feeling right. They want New England to be back in some way. Nah, the fact right. that you're they're right. you know they've been
and
hyping
and
them
when
up
you
all
look
year.
At when you look at December football, it almost seems like Drake May has ascended to elite status and Stafford has been struggling.
Well, think about the two losses that you've seen Stafford had, and it was been national televised games and that
teams
losses,
they were big favorites over.
No, not even they were big favorites. They were just the fact that when I lost to Seattle, I've never seen a team go from 1-5 on a loss. Right. And they have the same record with the team that beat them. So that's why. And then you see another loss last night on Monday Night Football. You know, that's two games that stays in your mind that you saw. That was nationally televised games that you remember. And then you look at the two games that Mays played. He played, he had that good win against the Ravens on that Sunday night. And then he.
You know who would get some. Who would get some votes if their team wasn't so bad is Bijan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
93-yard touchdown run yesterday.
If you have you either have 2,000 yards rushing or 2,000 total yards. 2,000 total yards is big at that position. And he's at 2,100, 2,200.
He's not even 24. He's just 24.
I know.
I got something that I have a bit of a problem with, speaking of these performances yesterday. And I don't know if I should blow the whistle on this, but in both of my fantasy leagues, both commissioners won. What, like, is that, is, should I be worried about that? Mind you, Solana is the commissioner of the Odyssey Football League, and at a certain point in the season, he had lost 5 in a row, yet somehow is the champion.
Meanwhile, so he's getting all of the transactions.
Isn't that a little? Shouldn't we? Is there someone I can speak to? Is there a higher?
Did
up?
You lose to him?
I mean, if he's the commissioner, no, I didn't. Even he play is him. The higher up.
I didn't even play him. I played against Jimmy, lost in the first round, even though I was first place.
So wait a minute. So you complaining?
Yeah.
And you and him not do it. You wasn't.
It's not my fault. Look, apparently there's something going on up top. I just want there to be a review. And then my other one. You know, these are lifelong friends that I've had and so on and so forth. My team had no chance at all. I lost 10 in a row to start the season and have won 7 in a row out since then. But even then, I still have a losing record. Had no chance. But again, the commissioner wins. I don't know. Something fishy. Something to review. Another thing that we're going to review is our information that we have of the legend, the comedy legend himself, Marlon Wayans, we'll be calling in. We'll be talking to him next. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience.
Visit ads.odyssey.com.